We invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials. But what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Mira, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
By his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israeli forces began strikes in eastern Lebanon today, targeting Hezbollah, issuing urgent evacuation orders for an entire city of Baalbek, including a UNESCO heritage site. ABC's Britt Clinett has more.
The fighting is intensifying in southern Lebanon with no clear end in sight. The IDF's offensive there, Hezbollah's new leader, Naim Qassem, we heard from him earlier. He said that he would stick to the war strategy laid out by his predecessor, Nasrallah. He's been Hezbollah's deputy chief for more than 30 years. He's one of the group's most recognized faces.
There are 6 days to go before Election Day, and legal challenges are already emerging. The Trump campaign has filed a lawsuit, it says, in Pennsylvania County, accusing Bucks County election officials of turning away voters. The county denies those allegations. And the death toll in eastern Spain has jumped. At least 95 people have died following historic flash floods. This is In Texas, five people facing charges of engaging in organized crime after investigators uncovered a teacher certification scheme.
Texas, like many states, is dealing with a severe teacher shortage, and some districts have de-emphasized the importance of a certificate, leaving educators asking, who cares if some were hired based on fake credentials?
The way they got the certification might be questionable, but if they were doing a job and they were obviously doing it good, they're still here.
Unqualified applicants are thought to have paid $2,500 each to have others take the certification test for them. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
New Jersey's largest newspaper, the Star-Ledger, announcing it will cease publishing a print edition in 2025. Another move toward marriage equality in Japan, a second Japanese high court ruling that the government's policy against same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ehlen. In-person absentee voting in Wisconsin has now reached 45% higher than it was 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Administrator Megan Wolf says the counting of all ballots is a fully transparent process.
The tally of absentee ballots and even the audits that happen after Election Day. All of these things are happening in every community across the state. It's all publicly noticed and publicly observable.
A large number of absentee ballots means results may not be available until the following day. Former President Donald Trump is expected to address the U.S. economy during a campaign rally this evening at the Resch Center in Ashwaubenon. During Tuesday remarks at his Mar-a-Lago estate, Trump took credit for the current state of the economy.
Some of the best people on Wall Street are saying the economy is only good because they think, I don't want to say this because other people have said it, it's not me saying it, but they think Trump is going to get elected. That's the only reason our economy is good. That's the only reason the stock market is up.
Trump will be joined by former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre, U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde, and other Republicans. Vice President Kamala Harris is also in the state today, holding a campaign event at the UW-Madison campus. Three Milwaukee police officers were injured when two squad cars collided.
Milwaukee police say it happened during a chase that ensued after officers tried to pull over a wanted suspect on the city's south side Monday afternoon. A marked and an unmarked squad car collided, sending three officers to the hospital. All three are expected to recover. The driver of the pursued vehicle ditched it and it rolled into a parked car. Police eventually caught and arrested the 34-year-old man and found drugs in the vehicle, which was stolen. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Rain is rolling in tonight and ramping up through the overnight hours, where an inch of rainfall is not out of the question. Not to mention, with highs today hovering in the mid-70s, we'll fall to the mid-40s tonight and continue to fall throughout Halloween. In fact, it'll drop so cold it'll be in the mid-30s while we're trick-or-treating. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America. Thank you for joining us here today for the program powered by Cenex. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Got a great show lined up for you here today. And again, our show brought to you by Cenex. Choose the perfect grease for your vehicle and your equipment on the farm and ranch. Selecting that right grease, super critical. Cenex Premium Greases will help you achieve superior strength and performance. Go to your nearest Cenex store or visit Cenex.com for more information. Coming up here on today's show, later on in the program, we're going to learn more about some new research looking at the relationship between beekeepers and almond growers. Dr. Brittany Goodrich with the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign will join us for a conversation about her latest work. In segment three, we'll talk with Growth Energy CEO Emily Score. A laundry list of topics to catch up on with Emily. We'll get to that later on in the program. In segment two, DTN Environmental Editor Todd Neely will join us to run through some of the latest news headlines as well. All that and more coming up here on AOA. Let's kick off our program, though. Joining us now, NCBA's Senior Director of Producer Education, as we talk about the upcoming Stockmanship and Stewardship Series. Michaela Clouser is with us here today on AOA. Michaela, thank you for joining us. Hope you're doing well.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. Give us a quick background and rundown here at the Stockmanship and Stewardship event. I know this is a great educational experience for producers. Give us just the headline details to start.
Of course. So we have our virtual Stockmanship and Stewardship event coming up November 7th. The whole purpose behind Stockmanship and Stewardship is bringing the latest information to producers focused on all things cattle health, nutrition, industry updates, and then the bread and butter is certainly the live cattle handling demonstrations. With it being a virtual event, we have brought speakers and experts from around the world to log on and interact with producers and attendees. So we're covering a wide variety of topics from genomics to sustainability to cattle handling facilities and grazing technology.
Well, and thinking about this too, with it being a virtual event, I know typically you guys have, and you did already have, I believe, a few in-person stockmanship and stewardship events. But to your point, having this go virtual, it really creates a unique opportunity for folks to learn and get educated, right?
Yeah, of course. We had a really successful tour this year. We started in Utah and then headed to Wisconsin. And then we just wrapped up. We were in California a couple weeks ago. And then this past weekend, we were in New York. So truly coast to coast. And you know, we really try to cater those regional events to fit the producer in that area of the country. But with the virtual event, you know, that's going to be